Jarvis. Physical Examination and Health Assessment, 6th Edition. Chapter 30. Functional Assessment of the Older Adult. This section discusses key points about functional assessment. The United States has a large and expanding population of older adults. Many of these older adults receive health care in hospitals, at home, or in nursing homes, offices, or other settings. The care setting usually determines the types of assessments and instruments used. However, the goal of the functional assessment remains the same: to identify an older adult's strengths and limitations. This assessment allows the use of appropriate interventions to promote independence and prevent functional decline. Functional ability refers to one's ability to perform activities necessary to live in modern society. It can include driving, using the telephone, or performing personal tasks such as bathing and toileting. Functional ability also incorporates an older adult's physiologic and psychologic status and the physical and social environment. You can perform a functional assessment by asking patients about their abilities to perform tasks or by observing them perform tasks. The functional assessment provides a baseline for continuing comparison, predicts prognosis, and provides objective measures to determine treatment efficacy. A functional assessment includes three domains, including activities of daily living, or ADLs, instrumental activities of daily living, or IADLs, and mobility. Activities of daily living are tasks that are necessary for self-care, such as eating, bathing, grooming, dressing, toileting, walking, using stairs, and transferring to a bed or chair. Tools to assess ADLs include the CATS index, as well as the Barthel index, the functional independence measure, and the rapid disability rating scale 2. Independent activities of daily living are functional abilities that allow for independent community living, such as shopping, preparing meals, housekeeping, doing laundry, managing finances, taking medications, and using transportation. The Lawton IADL instrument may be used to measure IADLs. Other tools include the Older Americans Resources and Services Multidimensional Functional Assessment Questionnaire, IADL, and the Direct Assessment of Functional Abilities. A trained observer usually must administer a tool that assesses mobility while watching the older adult perform activities. Examples of tools include the Physical Performance Test, the Performance Activities of Daily Living Instrument, and the Get Up and Go Test. When assessing an older adult's functional abilities, you may need to assess other domains. For instance, you may evaluate the person's cognitive status, check for depression, and assess the social, environmental, and spiritual domains. This section presents critical points about caregiver assessment and other assessments. Many older adults with functional impairment live in the community with informal support from a spouse or other family member. Although many caregivers receive satisfaction from providing care, others experience mental and physical stress. Because the demands of care can be overwhelming, screen all caregivers for caregiver burden. To perform this screening, use a tool such as the Modified Caregiver Strain Index. Also, assess for signs of burnout, such as somatic complaints, increased stress and anxiety, social isolation, depression, and weight loss. Keep in mind that caregiver stress can lead to elder mistreatment. No matter in what setting you assess the older adult, promote independence and optimal functioning. For example, encourage activity and exercise, including aerobic, muscle strengthening, flexibility, and balance exercises. Also, teach about health care maintenance, such as having appropriate health screenings and taking medications as prescribed. When performing an environmental assessment, stay alert for hazards in the home, such as inadequate lighting or loose throw rugs, which can lead to falls and fractures. In addition, evaluate the community environment for safety, public transportation, and other basic services. If the person still drives, assess his or her driving skills and check for warning signs of when to stop driving, such as getting lost or having difficulty staying in the lane of travel. Also, assess the older adult's quality and patterns of sleep using the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index or another tool. Perform a spiritual assessment. Although this assessment is highly individualized, it usually requires open-ended questions, such as, how does your spirituality relate to your health or healthcare decisions? Finally, remember to adapt the functional assessment to suit the patient's cultural background. Also, make adjustments if you must assess a patient who has pain, has altered cognition, or is at the end of life.